Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Shaharia Santiago.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you for asking. I'm sorry, I haven't pulled up any information on my end. Maybe you can help me with your business phone number?
So you just left a message for me in regards to James. So the phone number might be under him, but it's 978-502-8588.
All right, thank you. Let me pull up the account here. I'm so sorry. I was actually also trying to call a different account, but let me pull up your account real quick here, Shakira, okay? Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for patiently waiting here. So yeah, I do see that this will be under James Farguletis for Hometown Carpentry Handyman. And yes, I did try to call just I think a few minutes ago. I'm actually just thinking of making a follow-up call earlier to give him updates on the account and also to go over with some pending items. I mean, is this a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we are actually managing his account for almost 2 months now. This is regards to SEO. More about Google Presence, Facebook, and also with the website as well and the Google Verified, which is the paper lead campaign. So just wanted to let you know that so far in terms of ranking, which is for SEO, is currently showing up on the first page. So if you look for handyman services, his business automatically pop up. In fact, he's actually at the number one spot with 10 reviews. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the last review he got was 2 weeks ago. So I would really somehow encourage you to gather more reviews because I noticed that he has other competitors that even got 20 more than reviews as well. You know, we're just trying to compete with them, and that way you can also attract potential clients to call him. I also went over to his dashboard where he actually got calls as well. Are you the one who's managing his dashboard, like leads coming in? Because I noticed the last call he got was on the 20th. I think that was today. And
yeah, earlier today. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. So
technically yeah, he happened to be home, but, you know, I'm not taking the calls. He's taking them, but he happened to be home, so I did hear him take that call.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely resend this. You know, your login credentials so you can also go over, because I noticed that there's also other leads that he tagged as follow-up dead, so maybe this is something he also going to have to double-check, and if you really need to call them as well, you know, just catching up those leads will that go to waste,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. So on the on Local Splash, it'll say, like, what leads that he hasn't followed up with yet. Is that the case?
If you go to the dashboard, there's a tab that says leads. So there was, like, highlighted follow-up leads. So most of those leads actually came from Facebook. So he has one on March 16th, another one also on March 8th and March 6th. So there's still tag as follow-up leads.
Okay, yeah, I think one of them was, I did answer one, it was like in Spanish, so, and he never responded. Should I be like updating the dashboard that, you know, we didn't get a response or something?
So the dashboard is actually for your record again, so if you think that it's not a valid lead, then yeah, I'd really recommend you to update the tag. You know, mark it maybe completed or mark it as invalid lead. And that way he, you know, he won't be confused if you still need to call this particular leader and whatnot.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then so far, for the website, I believe that we created in a website. So also was wondering if there's any changes you'd like us to make to the website or anything that you'd like to add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did notice like, on the website, it mentions, like, you know, in a couple places, like, our team. And James is just kind of, like, one person. So I don't know if that could be updated to, like, reflect that, you know, that it's just him.
I see. So really more about the business content, but instead of using our team, we're just going to maybe change the content to specify that he's only the one working for his account. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. I would be happy to definitely go ahead and reach out with our team then.
Okay. Yeah, because I think, you know, people, mm-hmm. like, that are...
Maybe thought that there's a lot of people who are...
yeah, and usually, you know, you think you might be getting a team, which, you know, if the business grows, then sure, he might, mm-hmm. they might be getting other people, but, you know, I think he wanted it to have more of, like, a personal touch so that, you know, they know that they're meeting James and not, like, you know, someone on his team. That makes sense.
Right. Of course. Yep. We make sure to change the business content here. We'll make sure to change something that, again, was just had more personalized, but his customer or audiences will expect that it's actually James is more hands-on to take care of the services that he offer, right? Instead
yeah.
of using team. Okay, no problem. Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and reach out with him. And, yep, anything else that can be the services that he offers? I believe he offers handyman, carpentry, exterior windows, interior door
yeah.
installation, roof repairs. These are still correct, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go over to the website here as well. In terms of operating hours, just to make sure he's still operating Mondays to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And for the phone number, I believe we have the call tracking number, which is the one ending in 6026. And all calls will go directly to his phone number, the one ends in 8588, right? Not yours.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still answering okay. calls. I wouldn't know what to say.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take care of it for him, but so far so good. SEO-wise and Facebook ads is actually doing pretty good. This one is less than 2 months. He's now showing up on the first page and getting also leads from Facebook ads and even from the local SEO search engine as well. And the last thing I have here is I noticed for his Google Verified campaign, which is still actually pending for background check, it looks like his handyman license is going to expire on April 1st. So just wondering if the business plans updating it so we can, you know, update it with Google as well. Because somehow that causes a delay for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did just renew everything. He finished his continuing education and he renewed it. I don't think he's gotten like the new license in the mail. I don't know how that works or if they just, if it gets renewed automatically, but once he gets it, do you want me to just call you and give you the information?
Yes, ma'am. If he has a self copy, actually we just need a self copy and we need for the physical one. Yeah, you can just email it to us, to our support email. Anyway, he can also update or upload it in the dashboard as well under the business name. So rest assured, it won't get a show up publicly. It's only for a record.
Okay, yeah. I'll see if maybe he got, like, a renewal, like, the number, like, through the email or something, and then I can just upload it. Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And one more thing. I'm sorry. I almost forgot. If you have any new photos that we can also use, for posting, I think the last photos we got here were, I think, February 5. So if he has any photos that, you know, he completed, like, job completed, send it over to us as well. I'm going to send an email.
Okay. I think he does have some newer photos. He has done a couple jobs. So I'll make sure, if you want to send the email, I'll make sure he responds and puts some pictures in there for you.
No problem. Yeah, I'll send you two emails, one for the photos and one for the login credentials. I'm also going to send you a text for the review URL so that he can just easily forward to his, you know, clients or even friends and families to help him with gathering more reviews then.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
process. I think this is so far, I think we only have concern about the business content in the website, so I'll make sure to have it updated. It probably takes within 24 to 48 hours, though, but let me see what I can do if it will be updated at the end of the day.
Okay, yeah, there's no rush. I have another question. He mentioned that he could get, like, an email, like, with a domain through Local Splash. And I just had I was just curious, you know, if we decided to do that and then he decided, you know, to no longer use your services, like, down the line, mm-hmm. like, a year from now, he decides, okay, I'm all done with Local Splash. I'm getting lots of referrals, you know, whatever the case is. Would he lose access to that email address and the domain? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question, though. We're actually offering this like a domain email or business email to the client. But, yeah, I'll have to check with them, like, in the future if he would like to take ownership and see if he was going to lose access. So I'll get back to you. I'll hear back from them because I'm not really familiar how domain email works. But, yeah, we do offer that, but I'll check if how it works in terms of, you know, taking ownership in the future.
Yeah, because I guess my concern is, you know, like, down the line, if he decides he doesn't, you know,
right.
need the services anymore, mm-hmm. then he'll
right.
lose access to that email and all of his clients
mm-hmm.
will be emailing it. So, yeah,
exactly.
if we get into that,
right.
be great. Yeah,
exactly.
yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Gmail account, it works fine, but it would be nice to have something that a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, professional and streamlined.
Right. Business-wise, correct. I would agree with you, but yeah, of course, and we're thinking about in the future, but the hassle of, you know, transferring information if this is something that you cannot take over in the future. But yeah, I'll take care of it today. I'll check with them, and I'll make sure to call you back if this is something that you can take ownership in the future.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for your help.
No problem. And just to confirm, you're the contact person I'll be calling, right? Because I did not call James earlier. I just thought of calling your number directly. So just want to make sure we're
yeah,
getting disturbing
yeah.
or whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's, yeah, I'm going to kind of handle this part of it. And then I'll relay anything to him and I'll make sure he's answering any emails that you send over as well.
Thank you. All right. No problem, Shakira. I'll make sure to make a follow-up call within the day once I hear back from our team about the domain email.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. Have a great weekend ahead, okay? Talk to you again soon.
You
stay well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, Bethany.